Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Albania has been granted official European Union candidate status by the European Council. The United States welcomed the decision in a statement released just after the decision, saying, "The United States congratulates the people of Albania and welcomes the June 27 decision by the European Council. We salute the dedicated hard work present and previous governments have invested to reach this important milestone. Albanians should be proud of this success." Now the next phase of institutional and legislative reform work lies ahead. As State Department spokesperson Marie Harf said on June 27, "Albania's political parties, whether in government or in opposition, will need to continue to work together to advance their country on a path to European Union membership." In announcing Albania's candidate status, the European Commission also stressed the need for reform. "Albania still needs to meet key priorities, with particular focus on administration and judiciary reform, the fight against corruption and organized crime, and fundamental rights. Moreover, a constructive and sustainable political dialogue will remain essential to consolidate and continue reforms." Albania is in 116th place of 177 on Transparency International's Corruption Perception Index. And among Western Balkans countries, ranks second lowest in Freedom House's Nations in Transit Assessment of Performance in Countering Corruption. As the country steps up reforms in order to meet EU standards, it must intensify the fight against crime and corruption by strengthening its law enforcement agencies and judiciary, promoting judicial accountability, and cracking down on fraud, money laundering, drug cultivation, and human trafficking, the EU said in a statement. EU membership is a process that usually takes years. Fellow Balkan country Croatia first applied for EU membership in 2003 and was only admitted in June 2013. The United States will remain committed to offering our full support as the Albanian people pursue their chosen path towards a prosperous European future. Sorry, Audrey.
High-level nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 countries, coordinated by the European Union, have resumed in Vienna. High-level nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 countries, coordinated by the European Union. Let me start over. High-level nuclear negotiations between Iran and the P5+1 countries, coordinated by the European Union, have resumed in Vienna. The parties have been seeking a comprehensive agreement concerning Iran's nuclear program. The negotiations are expected to last through July 20th. Writing in the Washington Post, Secretary of State John Kerry said the negotiations have always been about a choice for Iran's leaders. They can agree to assure the world that their country's nuclear program will be exclusively peaceful and not be used to build a weapon, or they can squander an historic opportunity to end Iran's economic and diplomatic isolation and improve the lives of their people. Secretary Kerry noted the positive steps Iran has taken over the course of the negotiations, including eliminating its stockpile of higher levels of enriched uranium, refraining from further advances at its enrichment facilities and heavy water reactor, and allowing new and more frequent inspections. In exchange, the P5+1 countries and the European Union have provided limited financial relief to Iran. In exchange, the P5+1 countries and the European Union have provided limited financial relief to Iran, even while the vast majority of sanctions have remained in place. But now Iran must choose to accept what Mr. Kerry called a series of reasonable, verifiable, and easily achievable measures that would ensure Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon and that its program is limited to peaceful purposes. In return, Iran would be granted phased relief from nuclear-related sanctions. What will Iran choose? The answer is not clear, said Mr. Kerry. Substantial gaps, he noted, still exist between... Sorry. What will Iran choose? The answer is not clear, said Mr. Kerry. Substantial gaps, he noted, still exist between what Iran's negotiators say they are willing to do and what they must do to achieve a comprehensive agreement. And those gaps are not caused by excessive demands on the part of the EU and the P5+1. On the contrary, Secretary Kerry said, our negotiators have listened closely to Iran's questions and concerns and have worked closely with Iran to design a pathway for a program that meets all of the requirements for peaceful civilian purposes. However, to reach a comprehensive solution and gain relief from sanctions in the time that remains, Iran must address the international community's legitimate concerns and demonstrate that its nuclear activities are what its leaders claim them to be. The chance does not often arise to reach an agreement peacefully that will meet the essential and publicly expressed needs of all sides and make the world safer, said Secretary of State Kerry. We have such an opportunity. It's a matter of choices. Let us choose wisely. Was that okay, Diz? Let me do that last whole graph again. The chance does not often arise to reach an agreement peacefully that will meet the essential and publicly expressed needs of all sides and make the world safer, said Secretary of State Kerry. We have such an opportunity. Man, I'm messing up. The chance does not often arise to reach an agreement peacefully that will meet the essential and publicly expressed needs of all sides and make the world safer, said Secretary of State Kerry. We have such an opportunity. It's a matter of choices. Let us all choose wisely.